and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The Palmetto State recently added another company to its fast-growing automotive manufacturing sector, this time a UK company in the niche market of customizing Land Rover Defenders. Becky Ford is the managing director of Arconic Limited, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Becky, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, give us an overview of your company.
Arconic was established a little over 10 years ago by our founder, Andy Hayes. Andy was restoring a Land Rover Defender in his driveway and was approached by an individual interested in purchasing it. Fast forward about 10 years, Andy's built an incredible team of almost 100 folks in the UK and delivered hundreds of Defenders to customers, primarily in the US, but all over the world.
Give us a visual here for our radio audience. What is a Land Rover Defender? I think most of us can picture a Land Rover. What is the Defender? What does that look like?
Sure. Defender has its roots in the military. It was originally a rescue vehicle, very rugged and sturdy. It has more of a boxy frame.
So anything like a Hummer, I guess?
Similar in shape, but I would say smaller scale and certainly more classic lines.
And so tell us about the Charleston operations and why Charleston for your North American headquarters?
The facility in the UK does the complete restoration process. So Arconic really needed a footprint in the US to support their customer base, not just the delivery and handover, but also follow-up modifications. And the facility here in Charleston is called Special Vehicle Operations, so it's Arconic SVO. One of our primary roles is to do engine upgrades. So the Heritage engine is replaced with an LS3 engine. It's a 8-cylinder Corvette engine.
And so I guess Charleston was chosen because of the port?
Yes. And to be honest, my role prior to working with Arconic was with the Charleston Regional Development Alliance. So we received a call from Arconic in much the same way that many other manufacturers evaluate doing business in this state and understanding the benefits and the advantages. And Arconic chose Charleston over several other East Coast locations because of the business climate, because of the port location and the efficiency and the ability to reach their customers.
And now, has your location or even the company's headquarters in the UK, have there been any effects of the pandemic? I'm just going to guess that since it's a high-end product, specialized, a niche market here, that there may not have been much of an effect for you so far?
You're absolutely right, Mike. The sales end of our business has been very strong, though the business has been significantly impacted. One of the initial processes as part of our ramp up included teams of three from the UK helping to train folks in the US on the upgrade process, really the company culture, repairs, modifications, and the idea was for that to transition over a period of time. These teams were in place for just under 60 days when we experienced the travel restrictions with coronavirus. And they actually had to pack up, head back to the UK, and put on hold a number of builds that were in process.
And so I understand that these are secondary market vehicles that have been out there for many years. Your company is buying them and then restoring them and customizing them. And in particular, when they come to Charleston, you're putting in those Corvette engines that you spoke of. Anything on the drawing board for converting any of these to electric?
Yes, Mike. Our team in the UK is working on an electric platform, and that platform and the details should be released within the next few months and available as soon as next year.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Becky Ford is the managing director of Arconic Limited. She spoke to us by phone from their North American headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.